that it was in the shape of a bird, because the actual a fish, sorry.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
So if you saw the tail, you'd have seen that it was like a fish, and the actual leather that they made it out of,
yeah,
was styled, it was actually what do you call scales, fish scales. That's actually what it was.
The dress was so, mine.
Yes,
wow.
That's what the dress was made into. So
you know, I'm gonna give the dress a name.
Please do.
Parachute.
Really?
Or tent.
What? Tent. I think tent is better. Tent is better. Or even tent. Canopy.
Is even better.
9:07 p.m. This is the Super Drive Time Show. Shay Shay in the studio. We're talking about her music and everything happening for her right now. Now, 2014, you know, got some endorsements here, yeah, endorsement there.
Big
some,
ups, girlfriend.
Okay. Applause of life. Applause of life.
I'm gonna ask you.
I saw that commercial and I was like, she's doing it.
You
yes.
saw the Hollandia commercial. That was
yes.
I, you know, I had so much fun in Bombay. The Hollandia, big up to Hollandia, Chivita, Sunil, you guys are just amazing. And they took me to India, and I was in India for like a week or so.
Okay.
And I didn't know that there were so many Nigerians in India.
Nigerians everywhere.
You saw the commercial, right?
Yes.
The commercial had like about 100 live bodies, Nigerian students, in the audience clapping, right? And it was
yeah.
real. There was a real audience, yeah?
Wow, at some point I thought you did what they do with the 300 crew. You know, they always like
yes,
add extra
add
men.
Add extra, make
so
it
all real people.
All real people, and then they now superimpose more people in the actual thing. And actually, the video was, the TVC was directed by an Oscar-winning video director. As in, they went all the way.
Hey!
And then, it was so crazy, because as soon as I landed, I went straight into dance rehearsals. Right, and then like 3 days later, we had to shoot the commercial.
Wow, but it was an experience you're never gonna forget.
I'm never gonna forget.
Oh, definitely, you're gonna get more.
Awesome. Amen.
Are you used? So, oh, okay, no, go ahead.
That was good, and so yeah. Anybody wants some Hollandia? You know, holla at me.
I'm coming to your house
Instagram.
This weekend.
You're coming this weekend, so you definitely go with a goodie bag of Hollandia.
DJ, don't beg me on Monday.
and you know what's funny? I know. Listen, they didn't pay me to say what I'm about to say, but when I started drinking Hollandia yogurt, right, my skin started getting better.
It does.
I swear.
Okay, I'm not allowed to say.
I swear.
They have not.
I'm not allowed to say that.
No, you're allowed to
no,
say.
No, I'm not.
You are allowed to say.
Okay. No, they started, my skin started getting better. Like, seriously. It's because I haven't drank it in like a little bit.
I can't say, you know what, you know.
Brand of yogurt.
I want to say.
You
yeah.
take, I know.
Yeah, so let's not, I can't say it because they haven't
then
branded me yet.
That yogurt
let's
like
not,
a woman.
Let's not even
is
brand.
That bad?
Let's not say anything yet.
They're going to brand you, Sensei. I'm on a campaign for them to do that.
Okay, check this out. Like,
but you do know who the guy ambassador is for Chivita, right?
Who?
Wayne Rooney.
Okay. Sorry. I saw it once. And
yeah.
Yeah.
People are like, oh my God. And the picture is superimposed. Well, yeah, it's superimposed.
Did you get to meet him?
No, I haven't got to meet him yet. But later this year, I will, because we're going to do something.
Is he single?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay, sorry, Zensi.
No,
I don't
not.
Even care. You.
Bien.
What?
Who knows? Might just work for you.
I'm telling you.
You don't like Manchester United, right?
No comments.
What fan are you?
No comment.
No comments.
It's
I
like
already
politics.
Know.
It's
I know
like,
where she's.
Like,
I know.
Like,
I know
like,
you
oh,
lean to.
Hurry! Oh, just put no like.
Wait.
Yeah.
You like Arsenal.
I beg.
I'm wearing red. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
So,
they're different shades of red.
Yes, they are. But
yeah.
I'm not going to tell you which one before I
Thank
lose like
you.
My.
Don't say. Don't even say.
We'll find out later.
Okay.
Okay. So guys, Shay Shay is still in the studio. Are we going to play crazy now? Should we play now or should
Let's
I just
play
ask
in a
you?
Bit. Let's play in a bit.
Let's play in a bit.
Of
it. Yeah. Because I really want to ask you more questions.
More questions. The song.
Which one?
Airbrush.
Yeah.
What were you thinking when you wrote that song? You got so emotional in the studio right now.
Who are you
there? I was crying.
Yeah, she was.
Wait, when did you record it?
Early last year.
Who are you thinking about?
My
what
a guy
okay.
that I grew up with. Actually, he was my best friend.
Okay.
And we started music together.
Okay.
And then we kind of drifted apart, and he became really famous. He's really famous now in like another part of the world, in America. And I'm here, you know, doing my thing out here. And I just it was just the years that we went through that I just thought to myself, this is really sad. If only.
It's really powerful. Like, I almost cried.
I could have painted a perfect picture and made everything perfect. This is how it would look right now.
Aww.
You know? Yeah. So, as I was writing the song, I swear to you, no lie, as I was writing the song, I had a picture of me and him.
Inspiration.
I was looking at the picture, I was writing the words, and you know, it was great.
So only you wrote that song.
That was produced by myself and Drew.
Okay.
Drew is a producer. And big up to Drew. Shout out to Drew in LA. Amazing, amazing team.
So why isn't it perfect? Like, why can't
you? Because it wasn't perfect. Because if it was perfect, I would have, you know, we would have been like together, soulmates, married, children.
Nothing's ever perfect.
And that's the idea. That's the title of the song. It's airbrushed. Everything. You know, you can't airbrush reality. So you can't make reality perfect.
It's happened. It's happened.
Is not, you know, perfect.
Right, so perfect who? I don't want to say who was at fault. You know, for not making
both of
it.
Us.
Both. Okay. Yeah. Since they're both up on that head.
Fair enough.
On the internet like that. Are you comfortable? Are you in a comfortable place right now with music and the attention you're getting? Because I know when you get to a certain level and you're being exposed to much, and you know, they say with great power comes great responsibility. You know, it tends to put some kind of pressure on you as an artist, especially in Nigeria. You want to
I don't really know what people expect of me, actually. I know what I do behind the scenes. I know what I do that people don't know. I know what I'm working on. I'm not comfortable because I don't want to ever be comfortable, because the minute I'm comfortable, then I slack, yeah?
Sure.
So I don't really know what people expect of me. I don't think people really care, to be honest. I think that everyone's just waiting for me to drop
churn out good
hits.
Music.
Like, yeah.
Of course, even with
like,
the music,
you know what,
too.
Just drop a couple more hits where it's just you on your own. So, and I'm like, good, you know, I feel that and I get that, and that's what's about to happen. It's about to be a very great year.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm with you.
You have anything before we go crazy a bit?
Oh my God, I have a lot, but let me just keep quiet and somebody wants to marry you on Twitter.
Amen. Amen. I'm gonna get married.
The underscore Jesus, I'm following Jesus ministry. The underscore DJ underscore lover says, I'm crazy about you, dear. Will you marry me?
Aww. Well, if you're a DJ lover, then me and DJ are cool. Like, you know, that's my girl.
Yeah,
shouldn't
but then
you be marrying her.
Exactly. Don't be cheating on her already.
You're cheating on DJ already.
Duh.
No, actually, no, but thank you. I actually love you too, you know, because without you, then, you know, I wouldn't even be talking to you.
You know what's
right
coming
now.
Out of the song? I'm going to ask you. Relationship?
Yeah.
I'm in love with my baby.
Eva.
Shay Shay featuring Wizkid right now on the Super Drive Time show. The song called Crazy. Yeah. Now, so.
new music. Going down only on the Super Drive Time Show.
Listen.
Uncle Sensei and Vian.
You're on it now. Okay, so it literally turned into a madhouse just now. You know, when that song was played, Shay Shay Crazy featuring Wizkid, man, fantastic. Got everybody dancing and grooving.
Can I catch my breath?
There's about 15 or 20 different ways that you can actually dance to that song. Like, sometimes it gets confused. Like, how are we supposed to dance to? Okay,
you know, you can do the Atigi, you can do the Shoki.
Every dance
you can do a swore. You can do, you know, that's the beauty when you create a kind of song that people can really groove to. So you can dance any way you want to dance. Mm-hmm. I like that song. I think it's going to be evergreen. Like, people are always going to jam
but
that song.
But you know what's funny? Some people have said, oh, well, you know, it's a trend song because of obviously the, what is this dance? The Shoki. Right? You can Shoki to it. You can do all these different dances to it. So Shoki is definitely going to die
babes,
right?
Even airbrush. You can Shoki to airbrush.
Come on.
I swear now, that's what's going to happen.
Anybody that Shokis to airbrush needs to be in a mental institution.
You know, some kind of drug.
Yeah, come on.
Oh my God.
Okay, so let's get into 2015.
Right.
Now, you mentioned something. Now, you've done features with Vector, with Wizkid, with
Timaya,
Casey, with Pato and Shady. Now, you mentioned something, like, you want to do a lot of you.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so are you going to, like, focus on you more before an album drops?
Definitely.
Okay, so how's that coming?
It's going really well. You know, I have a song that I tested at my industry night last year. Big up to Industry Night.
Okay.
And it's a song called No Vacancy.
Wow.
And it's
it's what? It's
there's no vacancy.
It's a jam.
It's a jam.
It's real jam. Yeah.
Wait.
Like, I've always been a fan of like real music. I'm not following trends. And let me tell you guys something actually, real quick. Like, shout out to Flavor. I'll tell you why. I had a conversation with him today. We were somewhere just before this interview, and we were doing another interview, and we were talking in the green room. And that guy, right? I never knew, because obviously I've never heard him speak really before. Yes.
Okay.
So I've only just seen him around, bumping into him. But I actually sat down with him today, and the insight that he gave me into creating music, okay, creating music was priceless, because he basically said that, and I'm not going to give too much away because it was a personal conversation about just advice, really. And it's really important to just drop the music that is like the music that comes from your soul or the spirit that each and every one of us on this universe shares, right? We share the same spirit, right, pretty much. And
sure.
So basically, if it can move your spirit, it will definitely move the next spirit. So if it's coming from that real place, it's going to work. If it's coming from an outside influence, from a trend, from a this, and you're just trying to do something that's not real to you,
it's never going to work.
You might be lucky, you get a hit, one hit, two hits, maybe three hits, okay? But after the third one, dude, if you're still not being true to yourself, it's never going to work. Even if it's a fresh sound, yeah, just do it. If it feels right, just do it, because you never know. Like Murder, I held on to it suddenly for 4 months because I was scared, right? Yeah, so, but that's really the music that I like, okay? Popular dance hall, that kind of trend. I'm coming from, I grew up in London, where dance hall and all those things, it's,
yeah, man,
back in the 90s and 80s, it was like a real, you know, a real culture. So that's really what I like, yeah? So it's not new to me to be doing all this kind of, you know, popular, patois-ish kind of dance hall reggae. It's not new. It's what I feel comfortable doing. That's soulful music. So you're going to hear a lot of real music from me from
coming
now on.
Coming from the soul.
From now on, yes.
Ow!
From now on. So big up to Flavor for just, you know, setting me free in that moment.
I think I'll prefer hearing a lot of real music.
Yeah,
I like airbrush.
Thank you.
No doubt. I like airbrush. I don't know if people might not, you know, get into it, but I like it. I also like to, you know, Tintin Band too, you know. So you put out, you know, good Tintin Band, crazy.
You put out good Tintin Band,
yes.
That's, you know, it's different.
No, crazy is a song that will actually grow you.
Wizkid puts out good Tintin Band.
Right. I swear. It's too much. Like, yeah, you know.
So it's made for some people, and some people can do really well. Some people just have to stick to this.
Okay. Okay, so that collaboration works for you. What other collaborations are you going to have this year that we haven't heard?
I don't know yet. I know there's people on my list that some people that I've even done it with, collaborations with musically, but I don't want to give it away yet because they might not come out.
You know where I'm going to with this.
Yeah, talk to me.
There's a picture with yourself, Corey DeBello.
Yes.
And who's the other artist on it?
That's Big Mo.
The other artist you're saying is actually his song. It's not my song.
It's Big Mo's song. Yeah.
No, it's Big Mo's song.
Okay, good.
Color Soul song.
Yeah, you know what I'm asking? Because the artwork, as in, nobody's even seen the other artist. They're actually saying Shay Shay. So it's making people believe it's Shay Shay's song. So it's not your song.
No, Color Soul.
It's not my song.
I swear it out. Like, the way they sent me the DM, I'm like, I beg, wait, how to confirm this today?
Come on, really?
It's not my song, no. It's a good song. You know, it's called Marry You, and it's coming out.
Yes.
I don't know when it's coming out, but it's coming out.
There's a lot of buzz about it. But it's good you're in it because everyone's talking about the song now.
It's Color Soul's song.
Color Soul's song.
All right, fine. Okay, so back to you. What collaborations are we expecting this year?
Okay, so basically, MI and I are going to do, you guys are going to probably see some visuals for In Love.
Okay.
The song, no, not In Love.
Always love.
Yeah, his song on his album. And you know what's funny? I've done a feature with a guy that I think is amazing.
Okay.
I'm not going to say his name.
She's hiding on the cast.
It's such a fantastic song. It's such a fantastic, when he drops it, you'll know about it.
I can't wait
for it. That's probably the most exciting song I've ever heard.
Female collaboration?
I really want to do female collaboration.
Do you have any?
Well,
you don't have any right now.
I do have one. But it's not my song.
It hasn't been put out yet.
She hasn't put it out yet. So I don't want to.
You need to
speak on it because it's her. You know, it's her song.
Yeah, but your own song.
Who are you looking at?
I really want to work with Eva. Like,
crazy.
Can't wait to work with Eva.
Oh boy.
Really?
I know, because I just love her talent. We don't know each other. Both of you in the studio together.
It's gonna be magic.
Yeah,
I mean, good
down.
Magic.
I'm so excited about working with Eva. Yes.
And who else?
There are females. I don't want to mention them. I've already recorded them with these girls, right?
Okay, so we should just wait for it.
They're not my songs, yeah? But we should just wait for it, definitely.
Okay.
We have to go for a quick commercial break.
There are some girls, like, shout out to these girls. These girls are amazing.
Shay Shay is still in the studio, guys. We'll be right back.